There's a whole bunch of issues. I mean, for pilot safety and safety for the birds and tracking a bird in the mountains, you know, when you've got roads that are never straight and rivers that dissect everything. I mean, it's really difficult to find those birds. And if they're left out overnight, we could lose them. So it's safer for birds as well. And it's a bigger education opportunity. You know, as we pass through new states, we'll hopefully attract more media and more people and education and spreading a conservation message is probably the bigger side of this project. I mean, we're targeting, you know, the whooping crane species and trying to safeguard the species, but the side effect or the big picture behind that is that you can use this glorious, you know, 5 foot tall white bird and these ultra modern ultralight aircraft, and the image of those two helping each other is a great media message. And of course that allows us to spread the word of conservation and focus attention on the plight of endangered species and the dangers they face in migration. I think it's a good message, and the ultralight study is a vehicle that helps us spread that message worldwide.